I know you soy gods are used to bait on a caddy, but this is a true story. Don't turn this into a booby pasta. So basically, I used to go into TG captions on DeviantArt after my parents divorced, possibly. Because of a modern day hypergamy, I don't know. Anyway, the problem I had for a long time probably had something to do with the jail time when I was a caca that I can't define. As constant, given how young I was at the time, I think it was before middle school, possibly when I was in elementary school, or was it before that? Anyway, I was also EPI'd around the time with unrestricted access to the internet, and possibly EPI'd before sodomized. Does the jail game count as me being groomed? Moving back to the story, I ended up devolving to going to TGTF sometimes too. The worst was when I read the multi-part TGTF series Stroking and Edging for literal hours. What saved me was post-party poll and the caddy leaking and red-pilled me onto how Jews push pornography, transgenderism, etc. This is why I now hate shrooms, fags, and EPI. It's because it's grooming, you can be a degenerate puppet. Later down the line, the so-called Forka got raided by some obsessed, snarky, snappy guys and thought it was some official, special event. As I watched it happen in real life, I had the website open when it started to wonder what a qua even was. As the site was down, I eventually found the snarky, snappy, which I think was near end fruit there, since quote, got rid of the raisin filter and still remembered I would borrow. Having the raisin message is just a snarky snappy. The only thing that helped me was November, which was dipping my toes in the water, which eventually became Nevergoon. Ever since I got really serious about Nevergoon, I've mentally been less vulnerable to degeneracy that used to mind break me, although admittedly it had been a struggle and streaks got broken from time to time. Because of what I call IVSW, which involuntary sleep wake making. Mean you goon when you aren't fully awake and you aren't fully asleep either. Like nocturnal emissions. Recently I gooned to the thumb quota at the beach wearing a swimsuit near the sign saying this thread. And it felt like I wasn't in control of my actions. It was supposed to be a joke. The FQ stuff wasn't supposed to actually harm me. It made me ridiculously hard and I wouldn't go down no matter how long I waited. It eventually started slowly corrupting my mind. Despite failing that day, I wouldn't let it stop my Nevergoon grind set. Mindset, because I can imagine the Gigabuff Yellow Minion and Aryan Beast cops and smiling upon me. Don't get demoralized by the bait cord, the fur cord, or even the Vishnu cord. If they wrap up in the log or groom, you just spam or until they go away. It's fine, Nelson, salt on banned core posting. Keep on keeping on, soy gods. We can defeat the groomers, we can make it through the training yuga. Never goon, never true.